New Hampshire House passed anti-sanctuary bill in landslide vote. By Warner Todd Houston on February 10, 2025. The New Hampshire House of Representatives voted to require law enforcement to cooperate with immigration authorities last week in a landslide bipartisan 351-6 majority. The February 6 vote also carried without debate. When she was elected last year, Republican Governor Kelly Ayotte pledged to put an end to sanctuary policies and charged the legislature with moving quickly on the issue. Ayotte also said she would not mass up New Hampshire after seeing how badly her neighboring state was mired in illegal migrants and illegal drug trafficking. The state Senate quickly obliged the governor by tackling the issue during its first days in session. Senate Bill 71, called the Anti-Sanctuary City Act, passed in January, which, like the House bill, also requires state and local law enforcement to cooperate with legalized detainers and other immigration laws. "We in New Hampshire don't want sanctuary cities because they are going to bring in an element we don't want. We want public safety," said bill sponsor Republican Senator Bill Gannon in January. Both the House and Senate bills would prohibit sanctuary jurisdiction policies. The State House, which has been controlled by Republicans for 11 out of the last 15 years, currently boasts 221 Republicans facing 171 Democrats, giving the GOP a 50-seat majority. The GOP holds the Senate, as well. Since 2011, Democrats only held a majority in the upper chamber twice, in 2019 and 2020. New Hampshire is also by far the largest legislative body in the country, with a massive 400 members representing 203 legislative districts. The next closest is Pennsylvania, which at 203 has about half as many as New Hampshire. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.